Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Okay, well, this is our TLC unit right now. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about a show. It's kind of interesting, Tom. When I first saw the title, I was like, this is Life Live? What? But then I realized as I was reading it, the title of the show is actually This is Life Live.
Oh, you know? Live.
So, yeah. If you have something that's live, it's a program that's happening as you see it. It wasn't pre-taped, pre-recorded, done in advance. It's actually happening as you see it. So we're going to be talking about some of these people in this show that are experiencing some really difficult trials, and they have the bravery, they have the courage to go through with them. We're going to watch them face some of these things in their lives, and maybe it'll inspire some people as they watch it.
Yes, they're conquering their fears. Yeah. Your fear, of course, is the thing that you're afraid of, the thing you're afraid of facing. Maybe you have a fear of flying, for example. You're scared to death of getting on an airplane, so if you conquer your fear, that means you overcome it, and eventually you're able to fly in an airplane and not feel afraid. But we have some other fears that people are trying to face and conquer in today's program. So, hey, let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now, and we'll be right back.
Nelson Mandela once said, "The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." From trivial problems to significant issues, the trials and tribulations we face in our daily lives are countless. As each day passes, we must learn to master these challenges and the fears that come along with them in order to move forward. In a dramatic 4-day live event, TLC's This Is Life Live captures the emotional moment when regular people gather their courage and conquer their biggest fears, as well as the wondrous feeling of contentment that follows. On the first episode, one of the hosts of This Is Life Live, Lisa Joyner, is in Seattle, Washington, U.S. Lisa has been following the story of Tanner Arbuthnot, who's been in a wheelchair ever since a horrifying motorcycle accident 15 months earlier. For weeks after the accident, it was unclear whether Tanner would survive, let alone walk again. Fortunately, Tanner's fiance, Myra, refused to leave his side at any point of his recovery. In return for her unwavering support, Tanner vowed that he would walk down the aisle by Myra's side. To keep his promise, Tanner has met with his physical therapist 3 times a week for months. Despite everyone's fears that a fall could set his recovery back substantially, Tanner is determined to follow through. Thanks to his persistence and the love and encouragement he's received from those around him, Tanner makes good on his vow. At the wedding ceremony, Tanner takes his first steps toward victory. With his new bride, family, and friends to witness, Tanner proves that courage and determination can triumph in spite of all the odds.
Okay, everybody, today is our TLC unit. That, of course, is a channel on cable TV in which you can watch some very entertaining programs. They're mostly informative programs that provide us information. And in this particular program today, our program, we're talking about a program on TLC called This Is Life Live. Mm. Okay, we did touch on that a little bit at the beginning of our program. The word live there is live. And also can be pronounced live, actually, but in this particular case, it's called live.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means it's going out on the air as it happens, okay? It's
cool.
Not pre-recorded or whatever. We did also talk about the word conquer, which means to kind of take control of something, like a large army can conquer another country. In this particular case, it means overcoming your fear. If you're afraid of something, you need to overcome your fear. For example, if you want to be maybe an actor or something, but you have stage fright, you're afraid of going on stage, well, you need to overcome your fear of audiences. You need to conquer your fear.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of our listeners have read about very famous people who have had stage fright, frightened of going on stage. Usually once you're on stage, it's okay, but boy, that first 5-10 minutes is scary. Well, this show is about people who are going to try to do something that's very frightening to them, something that they have feared perhaps in the past, but they want to overcome that fear. They want to get over it, you could say. We've got a famous person here, Nelson Mandela. He was the one who helped, the blacks and the whites actually live together better in Africa,
South Africa. Mm-hmm.
And his very famous quote here is, "A brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." There's also the famous quote about, you can feel afraid, but if you go ahead and do it, that's real courage. So I think those ideas are pretty similar. Now, from trivial problems to significant issues, the trials and tribulations we face in our daily lives are countless. When you talk about trivial things, you're talking about things that are really small. They're not important at all. There's a very famous board game in America called Trivial Pursuit. Which you have all these questions about who had the top hit in 1962, things that some people who have great memories can actually come up with, but it's fun. But here, if you see trivial, it's an adjective and it means not important, very small.
Yes, things that happen every day, and they're things that are kind of boring and sometimes we just don't want to deal with them. But indeed, we're talking about a range of things from trivial problems to significant issues. So maybe you have a trivial issue. Gee, my newspaper didn't come this morning. I need to call the newspaper company and ask them what the deal is. That's kind of a trivial problem. It's not really that significant. You can live without the newspaper. But then we've got significant issues. Significant means they are worthy of attention. Significant, you must pay attention to that. It's important. And these are issues or problems that people have. And also we've got the trials and tribulations that we face in our daily lives. They are countless. Trials and tribulations. Those, of course, these two words usually are used together here, talking about basically difficulties in our lives, things that are difficult that we need to face every day. They're countless. You can't count them. There are just too many of them.
Yeah. Trials and tribulations for me, too, are the more difficult problems. Perhaps you are taking care of someone at home who's very ill and you've been a long-term care provider for this person. Maybe you find out you have cancer. There are a lot of things that are very difficult for people besides the day-to-day trivial problems. We have to face these, though, in our daily lives. We're going to be taking a look at some people in this particular program that are facing some very significant issues in their lives. And I think each episode will probably deal with a separate person. So let's continue on here. It says, "It's each day passes, we must learn to master these challenges." Hopefully, we get better at overcoming our fears and we face up to things that maybe when we were 18, we would have run away from. We didn't want to face it, but hopefully we get better as we get older. The fears that come along with them, we just don't have challenges. We have actual fear that accompanies these challenges, and we need to master them to overcome them in order to move forward.
Exactly. And of course, these fears and these challenges all have other issues that come along with them that we have at the same time. And in a dramatic 4-day live event, TLC's This Is Life Live captures the emotional moment when regular people gather their courage and conquer their biggest fears, as well as the wondrous feeling of contentment that follows. So I guess this is a live event. It's going on right now, not now as we speak, but when they broadcast this, it will be live. Lots of sports games and things that are broadcast live. It's going on right now. It's not pre-recorded. And so this is the name of the program, This Is Life Live. It captures the emotional moment when people gather their courage and conquer their biggest fears. So it's emotional, usually something that causes you to start crying, to have deep emotional feelings, and get out those tissues because you're shedding tears. It's an emotional moment when you graduate from university, for example, and you want to thank your parents for all the sacrifices they made for you, et cetera, et cetera. And it's very emotional when these people get together and they are going to tell each other about how they mustered their courage, how they had that courage to conquer those fears. And, of course, they're sharing these ideas with each other. And, of course, it can be very emotional. Also, they're going to be experiencing this wondrous feeling. Wondrous just means fantastic, really great.
Wonderful.
It's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
And it's a feeling of contentment. Mm-hmm. Contentment means you're satisfied with something. You don't need any more. You've got all you need.
Tom also used kind of a cool word there that's a little bit harder, and it's muster. If you muster your courage, and we use muster courage a lot together, it just means to gather it in so that you have it. So we're going to be watching some pretty emotional moments of regular people, which made me laugh when I saw regular people. Regular people just means people who aren't celebrities already or well-known people. I think even when we watch sports, sometimes we watch peopleface some fears and do some things that are difficult, and we can admire that. But here, we're going to be taking a peek into the lives of regular people who you may never have heard about before. And that's where this idea for the TV show comesfrom. So let's look at the second paragraph here. On the first episode, one of the hosts of This Is Life Live,Her name is Lisa Joyner. She's in Seattle, Washington, in the U.S. of A. This is located on the western coast of the United States. We're going to take a look at this first episode. But first, guys, we need to take a quick break. It's time for a Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的是 TLC 频道的新节目。首先我们来看到在第一段的第二个句子提到 From trivial problems to significant issues, the trials and tribulations we face in our daily lives are countless. 在这里的 trivial 是当作形容词琐碎的不重要的意思。我们常说啊，不要把你的时间浪费在琐事上面，英文就可以说 Don't waste your time on trivial things. 所以从这些琐碎的问题到 significant issues, issue 在这里呢可以解释成为争议或者是议题。小的事到重大的议题，其实日常生活当中要面对的考验 trials 跟磨难 tribulations 其实呢是不计其数。所以在这里要说明的是这个新的这个频道的节目呢，来介绍什么是真正的勇气。第一段后面的句子提到 In a dramatic four-day live event, TLC's This Is Life Live captures the emotional moment when regular people gather their courage and conquer their biggest fears, as well as the wondrous feeling of contentment that follows. 这个句子很长，这里提到的是 dramatic, 在这个戏剧性的四天直播活动当中呢，这个暖心时刻直播中，我们英文的名称叫做 This Is Life Live。它所捕捉记录的呢，我们用了这个动词 capture, 也就是有记录跟拍摄的意思。它所记录的是 the emotional moment, 让人呢非常感动的时刻，也就是当你看到所谓的 regular people gather their courage, 这些一般的人鼓起勇气，并且 conquer their biggest fears, 来战胜自己最大的恐惧。除此之外 as well as 还有什么东西呢？还有那随之而来令人惊叹的满足感，在这里的 feeling of contentment 也就是满足感的意思。而这就是我们要首先看到的第一集的节目，主持人就是 Lisa。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back
All right, everybody, let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about the program This Is Life Live, and we're talking about people who conquer their fear and move on with their lives. So this is a series of programs. So on the first episode or in the first episode, you could use either preposition there. One of the hosts of this program is Lisa Joyner, and she's in Seattle, which is in the northwestern part of the USA. That's where Nirvana came from, of course, if you wanted to know.
Yeah.
And USA, of course, you know where that is. Lisa has been following the story of Tanner Arbuthnot, who's been in a wheelchair ever since a horrifying motorcycle accident 15 months earlier. So, yes, indeed, riding motorcycles can be extremely dangerous. There's really no protection at all. If you bash into something or somebody doesn't see you and bumps into you, you could have some really terrible injuries and you might even die as well. I would reconsider getting on that scooter heading to work and consider riding the bus. Motorcycles are known to be among the most dangerous vehicles on the roads, but he had a horrifying motorcycle accident, and as a result, he's in a wheelchair. That's, of course, a chair with wheels for people who have difficulty walking.
Yeah, I wanted to mention something that is often confusing here in Taiwan. I know Tom and I both do a lot of recording, and people will call a scooter a motorcycle. A motorcycle is actually much bigger than a scooter. Those little, scooters that you see on the road so much, those are scooters. The motorcycles are quite big. You usually don't see women on motorcycles because they're hard to handle. They're very heavy. So be careful that you're not calling your scooter a motorcycle, which has a bigger engine, a bigger motor. Now, for weeks after this accident that Tanner went through, it was unclear whether he would even live or even survive, let alone walk again. We're using this phrase, let alone, which is very similar to much less, but we use this quite a bit. So do you in Chinese. Tom, do you want to tell?
Gong bu yong shuo is basically the same thing. So yes, it was unclear whether he would survive. Gong bu yong shuo, walk again. So yes, it was unclear if he's going to survive. Is he going to actually keep on living? Is he going to die in his sleep or something like that? Let alone walk again. So if he does survive, maybe he won't even be able to walk and he'll be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. Fortunately, Tanner's fiancée, Myra, refused to leave his side at any point of his recovery. Mm. Your fiancée, of course, is the person you're going to marry. And I guess if the person is female, then you have two E's at the end of it. And if that person is male, your future husband, then it's just one E, okay? So, yes, his fiancée, Myra, refused to leave his side. She was very dedicated, very loyal. She said, I'm not sticking around here. Or she didn't say that. I'm going to go find somebody else who's actually healthy. Goodbye. Good luck with you. But no, she was loyal. She stayed at his side. And she didn't leave his side at any point of his recovery, which means the process that you go through in which you get better, your recovery when you recover.
Yeah.
Return to your original state of health.
Right. And we use it a lot as someone has been, injured quite badly. They're trying to get back to how they were before. So in return for her unwavering support, this is Myra who stood by his side, Tanner vows that he'll walk again. And not only that, he's going to walk down the aisle by Myra's side. Now, in return for something means someone has done something for you, and so you want to give back or do something in return. Here, what she's done is given him unwavering support. If you waver, you kind of, shift back and forth. You're not quite certain, it's not really solid. So she had some solid support for him, although some bad people, I want to say, would have walked away, which is terrible. But some people aren't willing to, be there for their loved one through thick and thin. Well, for her unwavering support in return for that, what does he do? He promises, which is what vow means. A vow is a very serious promise, that he would walk down the aisle by Myra's side. If you walk down the aisle by someone's side, this is a reference to marriage. So remember, they were engaged. So he promises her that because she's been so supportive of him, he's going to learn to walk again, and he's going to walk down the aisle at their wedding.
Right. It's usually traditionally held in a church, so you walk down the middle row in the church as you approach, what is it, the podium or the front of the church, in order to exchange your vows. Now, to keep his promise, Tanner has met with his physical therapist 3 times a week for months. So he is keeping his promise. He vowed that he would walk down the aisle with her. He didn't want to go down the aisle in a wheelchair, so his promise is that he's going to stand when he does this.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, he's got to get out of that wheelchair. Yeah. That's easier said than done. So in order to keep his promise, he sees a physical therapist 3 times a week, and he has been doing this for many months. A physical therapist, of course, is somebody who does things to your body or tells you about different exercises that you can do so that you can recover from some kind of injury or some kind of physical disability.
Yeah, sometimes you have to learn how to do things again, like walk. Now, despite everyone's fears that a fall could set his recovery back substantially, he's determined to follow through. If you set something back, and here we're talking about that something is his recovery, if he falls, it's going to make him worse. And he's going to have to go through some of that recovery process again. Substantially here means to a great extent. So substantially is an adverb. Of course, we always use the adjective form substantial. Wow, it's a substantial amount of money. It's a lot of money. So to a greater significant extent here. He's determined to follow through, though, regardless of that kind of fear that people have that he could actually get worse. If you follow through with something, you do what you've promised to do. So he doesn't care about, you know, people warning him he could put his recovery back. He wants to do it. He's determined.
You keep on going. Follow through is also used in sports. Like if you're playing tennis, your coach will encourage you to follow through on your swing. Don't just stop swinging when you hit the ball. Keep the arm moving all the way to the end.
True.
You do that when you shoot basketballs and when you swing a baseball bat, etc. You want to follow through. So he's going to follow through. He's going to keep on going, basically. And thanks to his persistence and the love and encouragements he's received from those around him, Tanner makes good on his vow. So this is his persistence. That's a noun. That just means you are continuing to do what you're doing. You're not giving up, basically. And to be persistent is another way to express this, but persistence here is the noun form. And he's also got love from other people, his fiancée, family members, and stuff like that. They're giving him encouragement. Hey, keep on going. You can do it. And because of this, he's able to make good on his vow, which means he's actually able to keep his promise.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. So he does make good on his vow. We use make good on a debt or a promise primarily. It's used for those two things. He makes good on his debt. So at the wedding ceremony, that's the actual wedding party you could talk about. You take those vows. You promise each other you'll do certain things while you're married. Tanner takes his first steps toward victory. So he feels like he's really won this whole process. He's overcome all of the obstacles and learned how to walk again. With his new bride, family, and friends to witness, Tanner proves that courage and determination can triumph in spite of all the odds. If you witness something, guys, it means you see something with your own eyes. Maybe you witnessed a traffic accident where someone was hurt pretty badly. The police might want to take your statement, talk to you afterwards. Maybe you have to testify in a court of law if someone is arrested for some crime because you witnessed it happening. He proves that his courage and determination or persistence, those two words are very similar because you don't give up. You keep trying no matter what obstacles get in front of you. You can triumph in spite of all the odds. If you triumph over something or you triumph, it just means you are victorious, you could say. He's victorious in spite of all the odds. The odds were against him. People were saying, oh, there's no way. But he kind of beat expectations, you could say.
You could say that. We can't say the same thing about Christopher Reeve, however, but that's another story.
Yeah.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Let's hear from our Chinese teacher right now.
在这里提到呢 ,Lisa has been following the story of Tanner Arbuthnot, who's been in a wheelchair ever since a horrifying motorcycle accident 15 months earlier. 那么主持人 Lisa 呢，她其实一直在追踪这个她的故事。这个人他发生了什么事呢？在人名后面补充说明 ,who's been in a wheelchair? 因为什么事呢？Ever since, 自从呢15个月前的一场可怕的机车事故后，他就一直坐在轮椅上。这里的 who's been 就是 who has been, 他一直坐在轮椅上。而后面提到的是他的 fiancé 对他不离不弃。Fortunately,Tanner's fiancée, Myra, refused to leave his side at any point of his recovery. 他的未婚妻拒绝在他复原的任何时候呢离开他的身边。在这里的 recovery 当作名词就是有康复、痊愈的意思。举个例子来说 ,She made a quick recovery from her illness. 也就是说他很快的就得到痊愈。后面继续提到呢，这个 Tanner 信守他的承诺，要带他的未婚妻走向红毯的另一端。第三段的第二个句子提到 ,Despite everyone's fears that a fall could set his recovery back substantially, Tanner is determined to follow through. 虽然大家都很担心，担心什么呢 ?That 后面说明担心的内容是 a fall, 一次的跌倒可能就让他所有的康复又全部的呢又阻碍了他。在这里我们用了一个 set his recovery back, 阻碍他的复原，而放了一个副词 substantially, 解释成为相当多的或者是大大的怎么样。尽管如此他还是下定了决心要 follow through, 在这里的 follow through 就是有进行到底跟坚持完成的意思。文章的最后一句提到 With his new bride, family and friends to witness, Tanner proves that courage and determination can triumph in spite of all the odds. 在这里呢，最后终于在结婚典礼上，在新娘家人跟朋友的见证下，他证明了 proves, 尽管困难重重，这些勇气跟决心绝对还是可以获得胜利的。在这里的 triumph 当作动词有获得胜利的意思。举个例子来说，我们常说正义终将获胜，你就可以说 justice will triumph in the end. OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time because we're going to continue talking about conquering fears on TLC's This Is Life Live. Make sure you join us again then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.